This one goes out to the government agent listening in on my phone. I'm Mackenzie.
And this is Grace.
And we're...
Is someone listening?
Welcome to our podcast. This is our first episode.
Yeah.
And we're hoping it goes well, you know?
Yeah, let's see if this goes anywhere.
Basically, we decided we wanted to do it on conspiracy theories because we both like conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. We basically, how we're going to do this is we both have separate stories that we've found that we want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't told each other what they are. So we're just going to surprise each other each week.
Yeah. And I feel like along the way you'll get to know us a bit more. And
yeah, for sure.
Hopefully we'll become buddies.
And if you're listening to this, thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for giving us a chance.
And we hope that you're going to stick around to the end of it, maybe even the next episode, if we decide to do that.
Yeah, hopefully this wasn't just a random thing we did once and then just stopped.
Yeah. Who should go first? You want to go first?
Mine's pretty short, so yeah, I'll go first.
Okay, I have a pretty short one too, but it's okay. It's our first episode.
Yeah.
Trial and error.
Yeah, so my conspiracy is on New Coke.
Okay.
The drink, not the drug.
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, it's pretty new, actually. So, New Coke was the unofficial name when Coca-Cola, introduced, this new formula for Coke. It was kind of renamed Coke, too.
Wait, when did this come out?
It came out in 1985, but in 1992, they started calling it Coke, too. Basically, in 1985, Coke was, losing market share to diet soft drinks and non-cola drinks. Ugh. And just right, and blind taste tests.
I literally don't understand diet sodas at all.
I know you don't.
I don't get it. It's so much worse for you than regular soda.
I know, but I don't know, I always drink Diet Coke, and it's because that's what my family buys, and I don't really taste that much of a difference.
I hate it.
It doesn't make my teeth feel that way. I don't know if you guys get this or if you get
teeth.
This. Okay, when I drink Coke, sometimes my teeth feels all sandy. Mm-mm. And gummy.
That doesn't happen to me.
I don't know how to explain it. It's just I can feel my teeth decaying. Anyways.
Ugh.
Yeah. So everyone seemed to prefer Pepsi because it was sweeter. And so Coke was oh my God. And so they
go Pepsi.
So they were reformulating it. So they came out with this new Coke, and honestly, everyone kind of hated it. Everyone was this is gross. And even if people liked it, it was such a trend to hate it. Okay. So everyone hated the new Coke. So the company reintroduced Coke's original flavor within 3 months, and they were Coca-Cola Classic, and it was the new thing, and it brought up sales boost a lot.
Yeah.
And so people thought that the new Coke formula had been a marketing ploy, so it's they made it grosser, and everyone got really mad about it. It was we want the old Coke back.
Wait,
and
then which one came first, Coke or Pepsi?
I have no idea.
I feel Coke, because didn't they used to have cocaine in it?
I've heard that. I don't know if that's true.
I learned that literally in history. I think that's true.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it was Dr. Pepper or something. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention in school.
Great. Okay. Yeah. So New Coke was considered this major failure, and everyone was we hate New Coke. It is gross. Bring back the old Coke. And then so when they brought back the old Coke, everyone was yay, classic Coke. And everyone was drinking it and getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were this was a marketing ploy, huh? The company denied that, though, publicly denied it. So Coke 2, which is what is later, was discontinued in July 2002 because they were still selling it, but no one was buying it, I think.
I want to try it.
Yeah, no, okay. Hang on.
Okay.
And so in May 2019, they announced that they brought back the 1985 new Coke formula because in the popular show on Netflix, Stranger Things, there is a part in the show where they talk about it and argue about it because it's the year it came out. And so...
Wait, really?
Yeah, so they brought it back out as to promote the third season of Stranger Things, which takes place in 1985. So they brought out.
How did I not
Coke.
Hear about this?
Because it's not that big of a deal.
I love soda.
I know you do. So yeah, and so there was actually multiple conspiracy theories about it, and I'm going to talk about those right now.
All right.
So there was total backlash about the new Coke, though. No one liked it.
Really?
Yeah, it was just gross, apparently. Or, like, really sweet. I don't quite like get sweet. Why no one liked it. Yeah, some people liked it, but they would just not talk about the fact that they liked it if they did. Like, they didn't. It was, like, such a trend to hate it.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. Wow. So, there was a lot of conspiracy theories. The main one was, like, the company intentionally changed the formula, hoping that consumers would be upset with the company. And then, so that they would want the original flavor back. And so, when it did return, it would cause sales to spike. But, the people working for Coke, or the Coke people, I don't know, man. They, like, were like, no, we didn't do that. That's dumb. And then, there was another one that they got that was, they did the switch, which was planned all along, so that they could cover the change from naturally sugar-sweetened Coke to the high fructose corn syrup, because like then it's like not that much of a change, and it's like they don't fully remember right. What it used to taste like, so it's like they can do that trade.
You like Coke or do you like Pepsi?
I'm a Coke girl.
I like Pepsi.
I know you are, but like I don't know, I've always been a Coke girl. Maybe it's because I secretly wish there was cocaine in it or something. I'm kidding, I don't do drugs. Anyways, yeah, so that's the conspiracy theory on the fact that the main one I believe is I think that they made this gross new Coke so that everyone would get angry, and then they'd, like, give back the Coca-Cola, and then everyone would be happy and buy it more, and then they'd make more money.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'm thinking I'm going to try the new Coke because they have it out. They only made a few, so I don't know if it's still...
Oh my gosh, selling. The next episode can be us trying new Coke.
Yeah, but I think it's still out there, so I think I'm going to find some and try it and see if there's any noticeable
you
difference.
Better not, like, drink it all before I can have some. I want to try it, too.
We'll see. Okay, your turn.
Okay. Well, I feel like at the end of them, we should say, like, oh, do we believe it or
oh,
not?
Oh, yeah. So I actually do believe this, like, a lot, and I'm you're going to... notice throughout these that I'm pretty cynical and I tend not to believe conspiracy that much, but I'm really interested in them. But this one actually seems like totally doable and totally something
she's
they would do.
She's really cynical and I'm really like a believer.
Yeah. She believed for like a solid day and a half that the earth was flat.
I'm open to the idea.
I'm not. The earth is
it
fucking
sounded
round.
Crazy to me at first too, but then I did some research and it seemed not so crazy. Like
yeah. So, you get two very Anyways. Different perspectives, which is a cool reason to listen to this. Anyways, I actually think that this might be true, because it's just, like, it seems like a good marketing tactic.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. Like, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so, I'm gonna pinpoint where we live now, because I love to do that, apparently.
Oh, great.
So...
Well, I mean, we're not gonna get famous,
this
so whatever.
One, right. This one's about our hometown. There
Your
is
hometown?
Yes.
I'm not from here.
Oh, well, it's your hometown right now.
Our current hometown, yes.
Yeah. But anyways, so this is about the Fresno Nightcrawlers. Have you heard of this?
No.
Oh my gosh, okay.
So yours is going to be cooler than mine already, I can tell.
Oh no, I just get excited about things. So the Fresno Nightcrawlers, or they're also known as the Fresno Aliens, but, you know, it's not sure if they're aliens. Mm. There's different theories. They could be ghosts or whatever. But they're basically like cryptids. You know what cryptids are?
No, what are cryptids?
Cryptids are like, you know, like fiction or like conspiracy animals like Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot,
oh,
chupacabras.
I didn't know Fresno had one of those. Mm-hmm. Cool.
I know. So basically, they were first sighted in Fresno, and they've also been sighted in Yosemite National Park.
Okay. That's pretty close to Fresno.
Yeah. The first video that surfaced, there's a video, I'll show you it. And I'll post this on our Instagram, too. Follow us at Is Someone Listening Podcast. But, yeah, so the first video surfaced in the 1990s. Mm-hmm. So these go back a little while.
Yeah.
And it was surveillance footage from a homeowner. Why am I doing this? Homeowner.
There you go.
Surveillance footage from a homeowner to capture footage of his yard.
Okay, but I feel like that totally could have been edited just to, like, get clout.
Wait.
Okay.
Okay, we're getting there. So after he saw the footage, he called the police. And then the police, nobody could figure out what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the media got a hold of it. And that's where it kind of blew up. I'm going to show you the video right now. The first video. of these Nightwalkers.
If you play it, will it cut off the recording?
No, it shouldn't.
Okay.
Okay. I have it right here. Give me a second. Hold on.
I want to see.
Hold on. I'm going to show you.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like... I believe in aliens, but that's just because the universe is so pretty freaking big that...
Okay, so... Okay, so here's the video.
Okay. Why did...
It's weird, right?
No, it looks like I'm a 12-year-old wearing a sheet, taking really big steps through a yard.
Okay, but keep listening.
Okay,
I've got more information. So, these things, they're pale and they have, you know, long legs,
mm-hmm.
and basically they look like they've just got like a head and like a big pair of pants.
Yeah, that's
they
what
look
it looks like
just like walking. Big pants, you know?
Like, you know, like, those flowy pants that, like, have no shape whatsoever? It yeah. looks like a pair of those and, like...
A head. Like a circle.
A head.
But, they're only a few feet tall.
Well, then why are they, like... Are people scared of them? Because I feel like I could kick it.
No, they... So they haven't shown any, like, sign... Want to, like, hurt anybody.
Why'd they give them such a creepy name? Nightcrawlers.
Because they only come out at night. Nobody's ever, like, seen them in person.
That's why I think that's bullshit.
We'll keep listening.
Can I cuss?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so in 2011, they resurfaced on YouTube by, it was a girl and her username was Sierra Para Hunter. I don't okay. know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Okay.
But it was another security camera footage. And I'm going to show you that one too right now.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the second video that was on YouTube.
Okay. It looks kind of taller.
No, if you like, if you look at it compared to the trees, like it's still only a few feet.
Yeah. Oh, is that a baby one?
Yeah.
Oh, it's little.
I know, it's like really small. Do you see how weird it moves though?
It looks like it's like a thing on stilts, but like really short stilts.
And but look at the baby one. Like, it moves so weird.
Yeah. I don't know. The quality's so bad though that I feel like. It could be anything, you know?
Okay, but let's keep going. So, they've also been recognized by a local Native American tribe. And they basically say that they're, like, the guardians of the land. They've made, like, tree statue things that look like them. And they're, like, there's a lot of sightings of these, like, little tree things that they just have a really big resemblance. Look, that's in Yosemite.
Oh, yeah. No, or in Fresno. That does look like it.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
it has really, really long legs and then just, like, this...
Just, like, a head.
Tiny little...
Yeah. So, also, have you heard of the show Fact or Faked?
No.
Okay, well, there was this show that surfaced, or debuted in 2010, this episode, Fact or Faked Paranormal Files, where they were trying to debunk the videos of the Fresno Nightcrawlers.
Mm-hmm.
But, they... found out that the footage that they have of the Nightcrawlers, it would have been really hard to fake.
Really?
Like, they tried to recreate it, and they couldn't. They said it would have been, like, really hard to fake.
Huh.
Yeah.
It just looks so fake.
So, like, one of the more conspiracies about this conspiracy is some people think that they're aliens... because analysts that viewed the video said that they're too small and walk too awkwardly to be humans.
Okay, but I feel like I could walk that awkwardly if I tried.
I don't know, it's weird. Sorry if you hear noise in the background, that's Grace's family.
Yeah, we don't exactly have a professional setup yet. We're gonna see if this goes anywhere.
Yeah. But they think that maybe they're aliens that are here to observe humans.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last note I have was there was a sighting in Indiana by this guy that was, like, he was...
I thought it was in Fresno.
No, I know, but there was also a sighting in Indiana
mm-hmm.
By a guy on a motorcycle, I think. He was driving down the road, and he saw it. And then he actually, like, the couple that... There was an old couple that was driving along the street with him, and they saw it, too. Let me get closer. But, so, yeah, the... old couple actually also said that they saw the same creature that the guy in the motorcycle did, so their stories matched up. The only thing different with this creature that they saw, it was over 6 feet tall.
See, no, that looks more like it. Because in those videos, I know in scale to the tree, but it also looked like it was going downhill, so the trees were closer. They looked tall.
But analysts have said, like, they're only a few feet tall.
I don't know.
But anyway, so yeah, that's the Fresno Nightcrawlers. What do you think? Is it fact or fiction?
I think it's fiction. Honestly, I don't believe in it.
I do, too.
You don't think it's real?
No.
It just looks so fake and weird, but...
I know, but it definitely is weird.
Yeah.
You know? It's definitely some weird elements about it.
Yeah, it just, like, I don't know. It, I didn't like it. It just looked fake, and, like, there is just, I've never heard about that, like, ever, and I lived here for, like, 10 years.
Yeah, I've never heard about it either until recently.
Yeah, so.
But it's on, like, the news.
I don't know. It looks like, I feel like Bigfoot's more likely.
I don't believe in Bigfoot.
Me neither.
No. Well... Yeah, so I guess that concludes our first podcast.
Yeah, sorry it was a bit rough. We hopefully will, you know, get better at it, find a place.
Yeah, for sure. Somewhere where we won't get interrupted so much.
Yeah.
We'll have maybe some better quality.
Yeah, hopefully our voices will sound less like we're in a large room when, honestly, we're not even in that big of a room. Mm-mm. Yeah, we will try to also get some, I don't know if this picks up or anything, we'll definitely get some professional equipment.
Yeah. But also if you guys want to submit any ideas for, you know, conspiracies that you want us to talk about, just DM us on our Instagram account. So yeah, go follow us on there and we hope you liked it.
Yeah.
All right, signing off.
Bye.